Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Cementir Holding first quarter 2019 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Marco Maria Bianconi, M&A and IR Director. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, and welcome everybody to Cementir Holding first quarter results presentation. I'm here with our Chief Executive and Chairman, Francesco Caltagirone.
Good afternoon.
Who will be happy to answer your question. I'll go through the results and the presentations quickly and then open up the floor for any questions you may have. If you turn the page to number two of the presentation, you can see that revenue, consolidated revenue rose in the quarter by 9.1% to 264.4 million euro. Including 33 million from Liaoning Cement consolidation. On a like-for-like basis, our revenue declined by 4.5%, mainly due to the Turkish lira devaluation and the difficult trading conditions in Turkey. At constant exchange rates, revenue would have been 268.1 million euro, up 1.4% on a like-for-like basis. EBITDA increased by 39.7%. to 33.7 million euro, including a 3.7 million euro contribution from the DIY cement and 5.9 million euro from IFRS 16 adoption. There was a higher contribution from Nordic and Baltic, mainly Denmark, and good trading in Belgium, Egypt, and China, and the lower results from Turkey and to a lesser extent from Malaysia. EBITDA was up despite 8.9 million reduction in Turkey results from Q1 2018. EBITDA margin was up 280 basis points to 12.7%. At constant exchange rate, EBITDA would have been 32.7 million euro, up 35% from last year. Pre-tax loss was 0.3 million. Last year we reported 7.2 million euro. And we have to remind you that last year's result benefited from a one-off hedging gains. Net financial position increased to 416.4 million euro due to seasonality and one-off IFRS 16 impact of 78.9 million euro. If you turn page number three, Nordic and Baltic, there was a good performance overall, mainly driven by Denmark, where gray cement volumes were up thanks to higher activity and the milder weather, especially compared to Q1 of last year. Cement exports were mixed, and ready-mix concrete volumes were flat. EBITDA overall was positively impacted by operational gearing. Norway ready-mix sales volumes were up due to milder weather, and average prices were up as well, and EBITDA benefited from this operational gearing. And in Sweden, ready-mix aggregate volumes increased thanks to new infrastructure and residential projects. Also here, EBITDA increased thanks to operational gearing. Turning over to page four on Belgium and France, a very good result here as well, with Belgian volumes up 7% thanks to mild weather and strong sales activity, especially in the Netherlands, with prices moderately up. Ready-mix concrete volumes were down. Aggregate volumes were slightly down to very difficult comps from last year. EBITDA was strongly improved thanks to higher sales and operational leverage. Moving to page five, North America, remind you that we consolidated this business from Q2 of last year, so there is a perimeter effect. Volume sold reached 154,000 tons in the quarter, with revenues of around 33 million euro and EBITDA of 3.7 million. Other group subsidiaries produce concrete products in New Jersey, but their contribution is very small. Page six on Turkey and Egypt. This is clearly the underperformer. Cement volumes dropped by 50% in Turkey due to domestic recession that was induced by currency crisis started in H2 of last year. Domestic cement prices were flat despite the 30% inflation rate. Ready-mix revenue in local currency declined by 43%, with volumes down 50% as well. The Turkish lira devaluation of 30% in Q1 clearly impacted our results as well. So overall, the EBITDA declined to -4.7 million due to lower volumes and higher US dollar denominated cost. The Turkish lira devaluation alone contributed by around 1 million to this result. In Egypt, on the contrary, registered a very strong increase in revenue, up by 113%, because trading conditions returned to normal. Exported volumes more than doubled, and Egyptian pound revaluation also was a positive contributor. Moving to page 7, Asia-Pacific, again, good results in China, with revenue in local currency up 6%, with both volumes and prices up. EBITDA was flat because of operating leverage was compensated by higher input costs for fuels and raw materials. In Malaysia, domestic white cement volumes and prices were better. Export volumes were, though, impacted by lower clinker exports to Australia, and higher fuel and variable costs slightly penalized EBITDA. You have on page 8 the consolidated income statement, and just for your interest, on page 9, we reiterate our 2019 guidance, where we expect to reach around 1.25 billion euro of revenue, EBITDA in the range between 250 and 260 million, including 23 million of IFRS 16 impact, net financial position to be in around 245 million, including the 80 million impact from IFRS, and CapEx 2019 is expected to be around 70 million. An important point is that we expect the net financial position to be the ratio to decline below 1 by the end of this year. This is, in a nutshell, our results for the first quarter, and I'm very happy to open the floor for any question you may have with Mr. Caltagirone, ready to answer your questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Mr. Giuseppe Mappelli of Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening, everybody. I have three questions. The first one, if you can give us an idea of the outlook of the different market in 2019 going forward. So, let's say, what is included in your guidance in terms of a geographic breakdown with, let's say, particular look to Turkey. Do you consider reasonable to reach at least break-even at operating level in Turkey in 2019 in particular? My second question is on net financial position trend in the first quarter. Can you give us an idea of what are the main item driving the deterioration of net financial position in terms of CapEx, net working capital, and IFRS, let's say IFRS 16, you have already stated what is the amount. So leaving aside this impact, all the other, what are the driver of the deterioration? And my last question is on the impact of the new IFRS. Can you help us understanding what is the breakdown from a geographic standpoint, both for the first quarter, so the 6 million rough impact, and also for the full year, so the 23 million divided by country. Thank you.
Good afternoon. The outlook on Turkey, as you know, was already quite grey. And let's say that in the first quarter we forecast to perform a negative EBITDA of around minus 4 million, and Turkey performed minus 4.6. The main question mark is, as you know, 2 days ago, the constitutional law approved another round of election in Istanbul, the main city, and so this will bring forward again instability till the 23rd of June. So it's quite difficult to make exact forecast. For sure, beside the market slump, there is also the exchange rate, but also we are seeking just to sell cement to those ones that can pay the cement, because, you know, we have already suffered in Italy in the last decade the same issue. So we are, let me say, favoring those ones that can pay cash instead of any postponement of payment, because at the rate of nearly 3% per month, at the end, if you have 1 year of delay, you lose nearly 35-40% in a market where we already sell at a negative EBITDA. Anyway, we are, our forecast for now is to reach the break even, and so far, have you, as you have seen, the other part of the perimeter has outbalanced the negative performance of Turkey. In terms of the outlook for the other region, I think there is a solid growth in the Belgian France market. We see also a good performance of the Nordic and Baltics. USA has had a slow start, but it's recovering. Asia is performing quite well. So, except for Turkey, because also Egypt is recovering, we think that the market or our perimeter can continue to perform in the same way. The second question was about the net financial position. As you know, there is an impact of the IFRS in one shot, not diluted, of nearly 80 million. Then there is a working capital that is 85 million, and CapEx that it is nearly 17 million for the first quarter. And about the financial charge, let's say that last year in the first quarter we had a positive outcome of our hedging that then during the other three quarters disappeared. So, as you know, when the year starts, we hedge partly the call, the exchange rate, and during the year, then what happens is that if the hedging goes in a certain way, you will see some, let me say, profit or loss in the financials, or you will see an EBITDA that will overperform on underperform, but every time is balanced by the performance of the hedging. So for what I can see and I can say is that I don't expect that we might have this 8 million multiplied for the next three quarters. It's just we are below, if we exclude the 10 million of one-off of last year, we are 25% better in terms of real financial share compared to last year. That also represent also a declining in our net financial debt.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for this indication. But I have also the question on IFRS 16. If you can provide us the breakdown.
Yes.
From, okay, thank you.
Yes, so it is mainly, I mean, the impact is, let's say, I cannot give you the exact number, but of about...
Well, even a rough idea would be enough for me. Thank you.
Yes, on the 24 million, that is the full year impact for the whole perimeter, it's around, I think, in 16 million, so nearly 40... 60 million is the Nordic and Baltic, and then we have 6 million on France, Belgium, and then 3 million in USA, 3 million in, let's say, in Turkey, and then the other is negligible.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Matteo Bonizzoni with Kepler. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening. I have one question. In the first quarter, if you strip out the delta perimeter of 3.7 million from US and the 5.9 million impact on the EBITDA of IFRS 16, the EBITDA, let's say, was flat at 24.1. So climate was very favorable in Europe, but on the other side, Turkey probably was at its lowest point. I want to know, as regards the guidance, at the current stage of the year, so in May, do you feel more confident to achieve the bottom or the top of the guidance range, which is flat to plus 4% year on year? Thanks.
As we see now, let's say that Turkey compared to last year performed minus 8 million. So if Turkey was in line, we would have performed much, much better. So let's say that as I already told in a meeting that I had a few weeks ago in Milan, till the end of April, let's say Turkey was also forced to keep the price, fixed. Now from May, all the sector have started, after the elections, started to increase the price. So what we expect is that during the year, even if the market condition will remain tough, we should see a recovery in the price, and that has already started. So I feel, there is a range of 10 million. Now we have another 8 months ahead. From my point of view,
yeah,
we are close to the upper limit now. But let's say, I don't know what will happen because, as I told you, they have just decided to rerun the election in Istanbul, and the Turkish lira in a week went from 6.5 to 7 against euro. So we see that we can balance for what I see from the remaining part of the perimeter the negative impact of Turkey. Let's say that at the first half we will have more visibility, but it is difficult, as I told you already in the meeting a few weeks ago, that the remaining part of the Turkish market that is heavily leveraged and 85% of the player are domestic player, that they can continue with this kind of performance. So what I feel now that, let's say, there are no any more constraint in increasing the price, that the market should adjust. I cannot say today how much they can adjust, but to adjust to, let me say, a different level of price, and we expect that we should go back to break even, in the next few months.
Okay, thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you. Thanks very much for your time and interest in our company. Look forward to talking to you in the next time. Next meeting, as in the presentation, will be 26th of July, first quarter results. First half results, sorry.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye. Thank you.